Natural disasters are not magic. The warm summer air hung heavy with the scent of popcorn and anticipation. Maplewood's drive-in theater, a relic of simpler times, glowed with a nostalgic charm under the fading sunlight. Tonight was special. A screening of My Little Pony, the movie, had drawn a crowd unlike any Maplewood had seen in years. Families, friends, even a few teenagers sporting Ironic's Tempest Shadow Is My Spirit Animal t-shirts, filled the lot, their cars a vibrant constellation against the deepening twilight. Little Lily, dressed as Twilight Sparkle, her purple mane meticulously styled, bounced excitedly in her car seat. Her father, Mark, chuckled, adjusting the rearview mirror to catch a glimpse of the giant screen. Across the lot, Sarah and Emily, two best friends since kindergarten, munched on oversized tubs of popcorn, their eyes glued to the screen as the opening credits rolled. The movie began, immersing the audience in the vibrant world of Equestria. The initial scenes were light-hearted, filled with the familiar magic and whimsical charm of the ponies. But the tone shifted as Tempest Shadow, a unicorn with a broken horn and a simmering resentment, appeared. Her invasion of Canterlot, orchestrated by the sinister Storm King, injected a palpable tension into the theater. Children gasped, parents murmured, all caught in the unfolding drama. Unbeknownst to the captivated audience, a different kind of drama was brewing. Dark clouds, heavy with the promise of a storm, had gathered on the horizon, their ominous presence a stark contrast to the cheerful spectacle on the screen. A low rumble of thunder echoed across the fields, a prelude to the impending chaos. The wind, initially a gentle caress, intensified, whipping through the trees and rustling the leaves with increasing ferocity. Still, the audience remained engrossed. Tempest Shadow's furious assault on Canterlot, her chilling laughter echoing across the screen, held them captive. The tension on screen mirrored, and perhaps even amplified, the growing unease in the real world. The first fat raindrops began to fall, splattering against windshields and turning the dust of the drive-in lot into a slick, muddy mess. Then, the wind roared. It wasn't just a gust, it was a maelstrom. A tornado, a swirling vortex of fury, touched down on the edge of the town, its path a terrifyingly straight line towards the movie screen. The air crackled with electricity, the ground trembled, and the beautiful summer evening transformed into a scene of apocalyptic terror. Suddenly, the idyllic world of the movie seemed strangely parallel to the reality unfolding before them. As Tempest Shadow's shadow loomed large over Canterlot on screen, the real shadow of the tornado grew exponentially larger, dwarfing the massive movie screen. Panic erupted. The happy chatter was replaced by screams of terror. Car engines roared to life, a chaotic symphony of escaping vehicles. The orderly rows of cars transformed into a frantic scramble, a desperate exodus from the approaching vortex. Parents frantically scooped up their children, their voices choked with fear. The joyous atmosphere evaporated, replaced by the raw, primal fear of imminent destruction. The tornado, a malevolent entity of wind and debris, seemed drawn to the screen itself, to the very drama unfolding before the horrified audience. It danced around the giant screen, swirling and thrashing, as if drawn into a macabre ballet with the animated ponies battling on screen. It was a surreal, terrifying scene, the theatrical battle mirroring the real-life struggle for survival. As Tempest Shadow's sinister grin stretched across the screen, a reflection of the chaos of the tornado seemed to distort her face, almost merging the fictional storm with the very real one outside. The wind howled, a deafening roar that drowned out even the movie soundtrack. Then, with a terrifying ripping sound, the tornado tore into the screen, shredding the massive projection surface. Piece by piece, the vibrant images of Equestria were ripped apart, revealing a glimpse of the churning vortex behind. For a horrifying moment, Tempest Shadow's echoing laughter seemed to blend with the roar of the wind, her malevolent grin the last image visible before the screen was destroyed. The tornado, having seemingly satiated its strange fascination with the movie, moved on, leaving behind a scene of destruction. The drive-in theater, once a beacon of summer fun, was now a ravaged landscape of twisted metal and scattered debris. But amidst the chaos, a remarkable thing happened. The community of Maplewood, shaken but not broken, came together. They helped each other, sharing food, shelter, and comfort. The shared experience of facing a collective danger forged a deeper bond within the small town, a testament to the resilience of the human spirit. The My Little Pony movie night may have ended in chaos, but it also began a new chapter in the story of Maplewood, a story of courage, unity, and the enduring power of community.